Good day, and welcome to the TASB Foods Limited FY23 results investor call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star one again. For operator assistance throughout the call, please press star zero. Finally, I would like to advise all participants this call is being recorded. Thank you. I'd now like to welcome Scott Hadley, CEO, to begin the conference. Scott, over to you.
Thanks, everyone, for joining Josh and I for the 2023 TASB Foods results presentation. We'll be going through the results presentation that was released to the market yesterday. I'll start on page two, introducing the new TASB Foods. We've now completed the first stage of the company's transformation, with the most extensive corporate restructure program implemented since inception to reposition the business. In March 2022, TASB Foods announced its new strategic focus as the foundation to continually assess the operational performance and asset base of the company through the lens of our core capabilities and our new capital management framework. Since that time, we have simplified our operations through the following activities. We undertook sale and leaseback of non-core assets. We completed the sale of Shima Wasabi. We launched Isle and Sky pet treats in our chicken business. We completed the sale of Betta Milk and Meander Valley Dairy, and the licensing of the Pyangaana dairy milk brand to Bega Cheese Limited. We completed the acquisition of Redbank Poultry, and we also completed a significant corporate restructure to rightsize the corporate office at the end of 2023. The net proceeds from the above transactions have been used to retire all our existing term debt with ANZ. The above activity came amidst the backdrop of unprecedented macro challenges that significantly impact both our supply and our demand cycles. The timing of the divestments ensure the company's financial viability in the current economic climate. TASB Foods' refocused business model aligns with the strategic repositioning of the company, with the express aim of creating sustainable value for our shareholders. We see the potential within our core portfolio divisions of Nichols Poultry and Pyangaana Dairy, with the acceleration of value-enhancing initiatives, operational efficiencies, and geographical sale expansion, along with developing our new growth channels in the pet food category. We will continuously evaluate our base business performance, and this will be done in conjunction with exploring all broader strategic options available. I'll now hand over to Josh to talk through the financial information starting on slide four.
Thank you, Scott. Due to the extensive corporate restructuring activity in 2023, the TASB Foods profit and loss statement has been separated between continuing and discontinued operations, as you can see from the table on the left-hand side. Discontinued operations include Shima Wasabi, Betta Milk, and Meander Valley Dairy, and represent the period of time under TASB Foods ownership. At a total group level, TASB Foods recorded a net loss after tax of 987,000 dollars. Continued operations includes a full year of support office costs, which will be significantly reduced in 2024 after the restructure that occurred in December 2023. There was no impairment recorded for the group in 2023. Moving on to slide five. Slide five, please. Thank you. Operating EBITDA performance for continued operations is significantly improved from previous corresponding period, with loss reducing by circa 50%. Net revenue from continued operations has increased by 15%. Both the dairy, in this case, Pyangaana Dairy, and poultry segments are operating EBITDA positive as a result of turnaround strategies implemented over the last 18 months. Shared service costs for the full year and will be significantly reduced in 2024 to be right-sized with the scope and scale of new TAS Foods. With the addition of Redbank Poultry and the corporate restructure, we are now better positioned to improve our trajectory towards delivering a positive financial return. Moving on to slide six, the balance sheet. The group is supported by a balance sheet with net assets position of $17.6 million, noting property, plant and equipment balances of $17.3 million post the divestment of horticulture and dairy assets. Closing cash at 31 December 2023 was $3.4 million. Receivables, inventory and payables balances all have reduced in line with the sale of business units. Right of use assets and lease liabilities are primarily related to the hatchery and breeder business acquisition. Total non-current borrowings have decreased by $4.7 million due to the funds from sale of business units being used to repay all ANZ debt. Moving on to slide seven, cash flow. Cash flow statement reflects a full year of activities of continued and discontinued operations and represents the past year ownership of divested business units. Net cash flows from operating activities were $3.5 million for the full year, which is reflective of continued cost increases across the business, i.e. milk purchases, poultry feed, labour processing costs, freight and distribution costs. Cash receipts from customers were $76.3 million, 6.4% higher than previous corresponding period, which is a result of improved sales performance, but includes only part year ownership of divested business units. Debt repayments of $5.3 million were from the proceeds of sale of business units. I'll hand back to Scott.
Thanks, Josh. I'll now run through some slides about the new future for TAS Foods Limited, starting on page nine. So the sale of the wasabi, Shima Wasabi, Better Milk and Meander Valley Dairy continued our strategic repositioning of the company to ensure TAS Foods is a leaner, focused and profitable operation. Following the corporate activity in 2023, we're estimating pro forma net revenue circa $49 million, delivering positive EBITDA and cash flow from the base business with growth opportunities from new category expansion. Benefiting from our net cash position post the sale, the company's strategic priorities will be to enhance our earnings in the poultry division through our vertical integration of Redbank Poultry, drive revenue and brand growth in our pet food division with Island Sky, and sweat our existing assets harder for incremental profit through low capex and NPD expansion for Plain Garner Dairy. Depicted on slide nine is a diagram showing our three business units going forward. I'll move on to discuss a little bit about poultry now and where we see the opportunity. So starting on page 11, poultry is a very competitive landscape, but Australia's chicken market is largely controlled by two large players who have approximately 70% of Australia's chicken market. The current competitive landscape for Australian chicken is heavily concentrated in offering affordable private label options to consumers via grocery and food service channels. Concerns surrounding nutritional aspects of meat, production methods and sustainability have seen consumers begin shifting towards high quality, healthier premium products. TAS Foods sees a strong opportunity to continue to develop Nichols Poultry as an affordable premium offering that strikes the balance between quality and volume. On to slide 12, please. Nichols Poultry is now profitable following the implementation of significant structural change, with the board and management seeing profitable expansion through four avenues. Targeted investment in value-enhancing capital, expansion into adjacent fast-growing categories of pet treats, commercialisation of processing byproducts to support our zero waste initiatives, and vertical integration by acquisition of Redbank Poultry, as announced in December 2023. Redbank was established in Northwest Tasmania in 1996 as an operator of broiler breeder farm, where chickens were raised to lay eggs, which supplied all the day-old broiler requirements for Nichols Poultry. Prior to the acquisition of Redbank, Nichols Poultry was one of the only poultry processing companies in Australia that did not own and operate its own breeder and hatchery operations, which placed significant risk on the stability and security of our supply chain. The acquisition of Redbank will now provide multiple financial and operational benefits to Nichols, including the mitigation of our supply chain risks through the management of supply and demand of the breeder and hatchery operations. It helps enable our expansion into pet treats, and it improves our profitability and return on investment from the total poultry division. Further discussing our pet food and treat opportunity on page 14, please. The pet food market in Australia is estimated to be worth over $3 billion, with the treats segment accounting for about 10% of the total market. It's estimated that pet and pet supply retailers generated about $3.9 billion in revenue for 2022, of which pet food accounted for 56%. This growth is seen to be driven by Australia's growing pet ownership rate, being one of the largest in the world, with owners seeking premium offerings for their pets. Australia is at the forefront of the continued humanisation and premiumisation trend of pet products. 8 of Australia's 10 largest dog food brands are premium brands. TasFoods has developed a unique offering in this category, leveraging off the inherent product strengths of Nichols and capturing the key trends in this segment. TasFoods has already achieved ranging in Australia's largest pet retailer, Pet Barn, and in the largest pet food distributor covering Australia's East Coast. I'll now hand back to Josh to discuss our Pyangaana dairy update on page 16.
Thanks, Scott. Opportunities for growth through channel expansion, variety expansion, and export accreditation is at Pyangaana dairy. Channel expansion through sales channels to national retailers, i.e. premium stores, food service and providors, varietal expansion being expanding into cheddar cheese-based formats and other types of hard cheese, and finally export accreditation. Work has already begun to gain regulatory approval in this space. I'll hand back to Scott with our summary.
Thanks, Josh. So if I now move to page 18, now that we have completed our transformation phase one, phase two is now underway with a focus on operational improvements. Our recent transactions will result in fundamental change to our business foundations, and we will continue to challenge all aspects of our business to improve our performance trajectory towards delivering a positive financial return. TasFoods' immediate focus will be on the following initiatives. Nichols Hatchery integration to deliver operational and financial benefits. Continuous improvement initiatives with particular focus on operational efficiencies and labour utilisation. Working capital management to improve cash conversion rates. Procurement benefits, particularly focusing on input costs and project management. Growth of Isle and Sky Pet Treats to capitalise on our initial ranging in Pet Barn. And as Josh just mentioned, Pyangaana Dairy Export Accreditation with certification steps underway. As always, TasFoods will continuously evaluate our base business performance, and a review of the above initiatives will be done in conjunction with exploring all broader strategic options available to us. So that's the end of our presentation, if anyone has any questions.
If you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. That is star one if you wish to ask a question. Once again, if you do wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. That is star one to ask a question. And currently there are no questions at this time, so let's hand back to our presenters.
Great. Thank you for that. And we appreciate people making the time to dial in, and have a good day.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now all disconnect.